Nick.
And what about this little part right here?
I call it the goo.
Okay. And that's just that little thing right there. That, okay. And if you go to the dentist, you tell him you want him to look at your...
teeth.
Okay. And how's that?
Let him look at your teeth.
And if one has a cavity, and you say, oh, I'm going to have to fill that.
Fill it or pull it, either one.
Okay. And they're all teeth, and one is a... just one...
teeth.
Yeah. Okay. You might say, I think this front is hurting.
I think the front one is hurting.
Okay. The front what? The
teeth. Front? Okay. I think his front teeth here hurting.
Okay. And what do you call the flesh up around the teeth?
The gums.
And you might say to somebody, look at that that baby bird. It's so small you could hold it in the of your hand.
In your hand.
In the what?
Palm of your hand.
The, how's that?
Palm of your hand.
And if somebody got mad and did this, he doubled up both?
Fists.
Okay, or if he just took one and did like that, you might say, well, before he let go to pass. You might say he shook his...
fist.
All right. And any place where you bend your finger or your arm are called...
just called your elbow.
Okay, but what do you call all of those, like...
knees.
Yeah, but the places where they join together. You say if you got...
joints.
Okay. I agree. And the upper part of a man's body is called his...
that's his chest cross there.
And if he's real strong, you might say he really has broad...
shoulders.
And... you may, do you remember they talked about the height of a horse, that they didn't say the horse is so many feet high, but so many...
inches?
Well, apparently they use this. What do you call this? These what? Are your two... these are your two...
hands.
Okay, and this is your... and this is your...
right and left.
Okay, that was the one I was asking about. This sometime apparently measured... horse's height in hands. They say he's 16 hands high, something like that. Okay, you might say that, well, this part of the body is the...
your leg and your thigh.
And your
foot. Your ankle.
Okay. And one is a foot, and two are your...
ankle.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, both my
feet.
Okay. And how was that?
Both my feet.
And what about this part of your leg right here? If you stumble and fall and bruise yourself right here, you say, I hurt my
leg right on the shank.
Okay. That's the front part of the leg right there. And what about this part of your thighs right here? If you're squatting down, you might say, I'm squatting down on my
hips.
Okay. Any other way that you talk about squatting down, maybe to pick vegetables in the garden or anything? Or pull weeds, how would you say? Well, if somebody's trying to do it sort of bending over, you might say, well, get down
on your knees.
Okay. Would you ever use... hunker down to do something, or to squat, like to squat down, no?
Yes, you said squat down.
Okay. And if somebody's been sick a while, but he's up now, but he still looks, you might say, well, he still looks a little bit...
pale to me.
Okay. Any other way of saying pale?
No, they look like he's still sick.
Okay. And, if somebody who can lift really large loads, you might say, my